My name is John Erling, and today's date is April 16th, 2012. Billy, if you state your full name, your date of birth, and your present age, please.
Billy Joe Parker. I'm 75 years of age, born 7th, 19th, 1937.
We are recording this interview in the recording studios here of VoicesOfOklahoma.com. Billy, where were you born?
I was born in Tuskegee, Oklahoma, although my birth certificate reads Okemah, Oklahoma, because that's where the courthouse happened to be. But I was born at home in Tuskegee, Oklahoma.
Is that house still standing?
No.
Long gone.
I think a tornado got that house many years ago.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Your mother's name?
My mother's name was Lucille West Parker.
Where did she come from?
She was born in Oklahoma, and my dad was born in Tennessee.
Your father's name?
James Thomas Parker.
Your mother's personality, what was she like?
My mother was very talented, very strict when I was younger, played piano, and I like to feel like that's where I picked up the musical interest years ago at a young age. We used to sing gospel music along with her. She played the piano.
And then your father, did he have musical ability at all?
No, none at all. My father was just a great person. My father was in stature about 5'4", very short. My mother was about 5'8½". So like Mutt and Jeff type.
What did your father do for a living?
He worked for the WPA many years ago.
The WPA was a government program that built roads and bridges and all at a wonderful time of our country that gave many people many, many jobs. What did your father do?
My father at that time was in construction and would do anything that the WPA would ask of him. But in later years, we moved out of Tuskegee, Oklahoma. In fact, I was very young at the time. Of course, as I mentioned, I was born there. But at about the age of 2, 2½, we moved to Bristow, Oklahoma. We lived there, and he still worked for the WPA there.
Was your father a disciplinarian? What kind of guy was he?
He was not strict with me or with my brothers and sister. He was always congenial. Everybody liked him. He had a great personality, sometimes funny.
So I can jump to conclusions here. You got your music from your mother, and you've just described your personality from your dad.
I like to say that, yes.
Right. You mentioned brothers and sisters. Tell us how many brothers and...
I had two brothers, Orrin Lee Parker and James Thomas Parker. Gosh, I miss them. Of course, they're gone now. I have a sister. Her name is Frances Louise Parker. I'm the youngest.
Were any of them musical?
No. They loved music, but none were in the musical vein, no.
When did you first show any interest in music?
Well, after we moved to Tulsa.
So you were in Bristow and then moved to Tulsa?
Yeah, we were in Bristow. My dad got a job at the Douglas Bomber Plant.
Here in Tulsa?
Uh-huh. After we moved here, we moved over on North Utica Street, and we lived there for a couple of years in a rented home. And then we moved from there to 1301 North Cincinnati. I do remember that. And I think that's probably when I can say that I became interested in music, because we had the Grand Ole Opry on every Saturday night from WSM in Nashville. And I remember singing along with Hank Williams, Sr., of course, and with Hank Snow, Ernest Tubb, and some of the greats in the business. I'd kind of play along with them, but I didn't have a guitar or anything at the time. I played a broomstick, you know.
So how,
I'll never forget that.
About how old would you have been at that point?
I would have been probably 6 years old.
All right. So it was a very early age.
Yes. Yes.
Did your parents do anything to encourage that at that point, that they could sense something? Or?
They loved music. My dad especially loved country music. In fact, I was so sorry that he couldn't be here in the later years, you know, because things went fairly good because of the business and the people that I was surrounded by. But, yeah, he loved the music business. I remember him taking me to a Hank Williams show at the Brady Theater many years ago, and I remember it so well because we sat there, and at the time at the Brady, there were these things that could hold the ceiling up. That's where I sat, was behind one. So I had to turn to the left and to the right to watch Hank Williams on stage. But I remember specifically him taking me to that concert with Hank Williams, and that's the only time I really had the opportunity to see him.
So you would have been...
I would have been about 7 years of age at that time, best I remember.
That had to have really impressed you then.
It did.
Because you knew you liked music at that time.
I knew I wanted to be in the music world, but I didn't even know really what the music world consists of.
So at 6 or 7, you already projected yourself as being on stage.
I felt it, yes. Yeah.
You went to elementary school here in Tulsa?
Yes, I went to Emerson Elementary School, right off of North Cincinnati. We lived in North Cincinnati. I went, I think, through the 5th grade there, and then we moved out east, and I went to Whittier Elementary School for a while.
And then junior high school?
Junior high school, I went to Grover Cleveland Junior High School, which was located in East Tulsa, or mid-Tulsa, I should say now.
And then high school?
High school, I didn't. I left school in the middle of the 9th grade at Grover Cleveland Junior High School. I don't have a reason, with the exception of my mother and father separated and divorced. And my brother-in-law and sister lived in McAlester, Oklahoma, and I quit school and moved to McAlester, Oklahoma. Not to the penitentiary. I lived in McAlester, Oklahoma.
So you would have been how old about that time?
14.
So the thing that drove you not to continue your high school was music.
Yeah, in a way, I had a guitar. My mother, when I was 11 years old, bought me a Stella guitar at a pawn shop in Tulsa, I believe on 1st Street in Tulsa. She bought me a guitar, and I got a book called the Mel Bay, the Mel Bay Chord Book, I believe it was. I learned to play some chords on the guitar, on that old Stella guitar. Didn't play good, but that's how I learned to play. So I had a guitar. I took my guitar, as a matter of fact, caught a bus to McAlester, Oklahoma. I don't know if it was a Greyhound or Continental or what it was, but I caught a bus to McAlester and lived with my sister and my brother-in-law there because he worked for the ammunition depot as a construction worker, an iron worker. So I spent a lot of time in McAlester, Oklahoma.
And again, you moved down there when you were about 14.
Yeah, I was 14 years of age.
All right, so what was your personality like when you were a child? Were you a bashful?
I was very bashful, yeah. I don't know how I had the opportunity to do the things that I did. In fact, I can't remember everything that I had the opportunity to do, but I was bashful and backward too, I guess. I didn't have the personality to come out and say, hey, I'm a singer, you know, although I would sing in the back room or play disc jockey. I played disc jockey a whole lot with magazines and 2 record players. You're making me remember stuff that I haven't remembered in a while, but I had a nephew that would get in the room with me, and he'd interrupt me when I was reading a commercial from a magazine or whatever, and I remember getting aggravated at him. I'm on the air. That was a long time ago. I was 14.
So then you had 2 callings, actually. You wanted to be on the radio, and you also wanted to be on stage.
Yeah, automatically. I guess I just had it in my bones. I had the feeling for it, not knowing that I would ever be, but that's what I wanted to be.
If you received your first guitar when you were 11 years old, was there a point you actually performed before people?
I don't remember all the years and the dates, but I remember a boy by the name of Bob Duval played steel guitar, and I played guitar. We were on Channel 6 back when Channel 6 was the only TV station in Tulsa, on Bob Ladding's Matinee, and you're bringing this out of me. Bob Ladding Matinee, we'd play a country song, of course. We'd usually do 1 song or maybe 2 songs on the show. I think the show was along about noontime. That was experience.
So was that again at 14?
I would think I was a little older than that then, because I came back and lived with my dad in Tulsa later, and we lived over on East Haskell Place, and I can't remember all the things. In fact, I think I've done too much. I can't remember all the things that I've done in sequence.
But was it about 14 or 15 that you were actually really performing?
Yeah, I was on radio in McAlester, Oklahoma at KNED Radio, and we do a show. Carl Grenan had a show, the Carl Grenan Show. It was his show. And I played guitar, terrible guitar. I must add, terrible guitar, not like Roy Clark. But he had a theme song, Hank Snow, Moving On. And I'd play the little, that's about all the guitar I played, and then I'd play some chords. But we'd do a show 15 minutes Monday through Friday, and then 30 minutes on Saturday in the Aldrich Hotel in McAlester, Oklahoma, when I was 14.
So that would be your first professional.
Yeah, that would be my first professional gig, yeah.
About in 1951, I
believe. Yeah.